Hey, hey, what's good today? It's your boy, Coach Lee, back for another episode of Oh, That's Some BS. And as always, I got to bring somebody to help me out to navigate through all this BS, so to speak. None other than the man, the myth, the legend, at boy, Uncle Leroy.
Hey, there he is. I know how to, I didn't know how to come in, man. You talking about the man, the myth, the legend. I'm about to come with my Kool-Aid. Hey, man, look. This should do it with Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. And today, on today's show, I got this Kool-Aid, man, because I'm ready for the bull stuff. You know, like, hey, man, look, let's get it. High blood
pressure. Got the right flavor, too, man.
And chicken, man, I'm telling you. Look, you can't go wrong with that. Grape Kool-Aid, yes, and sir. Chicken, man. Let's get it, man. So you know, yes, I'm ready, sir, for the bull sniggity.
Bull sniggity. So again, O-T-S-B-S. Oh, that's some bull sniggity. All for those adults out there, uh-oh, you know what that is. So how's your day been so far?
Man, it was great until I walked up into some bull sniggity just a few minutes for the call, man. Like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, hey, just like that, brother. So that's why I'm glad to have an outlet, you know what I'm saying, to join you on this Monday, you know, on the OTSBS show. You know what I'm saying?
That's a mouthful.
Let's get it. Right.
Yes, sir.
I got some Kool-Aid.
Speaking of let's get it, how about let's get gone? Early this morning, we got some news. Somebody that we kind of respected, but not in this manner. But your boy, Leonard Fournette. Hope I spelled his name right.
Wait. Now that's some bullshit right there.
None other than LSU's own Leonard Fournette.
Go Tigers.
That's dirty. I hope I spelled his name right. And we respect it, but not in this. Oh,
well, hey, if he's showing up, I know who he is. He let me down his rookie year. He let me down his second year. I've had him on my fantasy team, and he's been nothing but inconsistency. But, hey.
So, at the quarterback position, I mean, you know, and that's been his biggest thing. Like, you know, they have not had a good quarterback.
But man, all that hype he had coming in, he went number 4 overall. He was being touted as the next best running back coming out in the likes of Tony Dorsett, Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, Marcus Allen, all the guys who've been touted in the past.
That is
he's
true.
Been hey, anything but that.
Dave, that's true. Definitely got to give a shout out to you know, Coach Hill and the Waco Terror team, men's basketball team. He's hanging out with us on our Sports Talk with Friends watch party. Definitely see you there, Chris Vegas, you know, St. Clair. I'm telling you, I thought when I first seen him, like, man, the dude from Las Vegas, like, that's the coolest name. I thought, like, that was just a hashtag. But no cap, man, shout out to you. But, man, that's just crazy, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? The whole situation there at Jacksonville has just been crazy. And I think he was just, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I really
did you expect that?
Being on the business side, yes.
I thought they'd wait till at least the end of the season. I know they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, but I thought at least let him finish it out. And if he, you know, have a good season, franchise him maybe, or negotiate into a, you know, another deal, they're like, nah, we ain't having it.
Right, of course. I mean, because at the end of the day, you got to look at the writing on the wall. You know, first thing, he came in with Tom Coughlin under Tom Coughlin's offense.
Yeah.
Who's a power, you know, power run.
Right. Period.
He's gone. Dan Marone comes in.
But Coughlin is a rough personality, man.
That is true.
He come from the Purcell School, the Hard Knocks. I know I think the two times they won a Super Bowl under him, he almost had anarchy during the season. Caught the players and like how he was handling them.
But, hey, but I mean, one thing about with where did Tom Coughlin come from? Where did he before my next point, Tom Coughlin coached where?
With the Giants.
Exactly. A New York-based team. You know what I'm saying? Right. With the New York-based, you know, fan base who's crazy, who got New York-based players. That's the same type of mentality coming from Louisiana. You know, he come from New Orleans. So he definitely need that type of, you know, sergeant mentality, like, hey, tell you to do that, because if not, you know, you see what happens. He's, I think, you know, he slipped away and he became too vocal.
Right, right.
Shout out to you, cuz. I see you, Robert.
So I got a question for you. I know there was a couple of rumblings, you know, as far as him possibly having a bad attitude. You believe that?
Where you from?
Go Tigers.
He's from New Orleans. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? We come, like, our mentality, like, we coming to take over. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna talk crazy to you. Like, you know, and it's, that's just how we is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, crazy, not crazy, you know, unless we talk crazy, but we talk rough. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just how we talk. Like, you know, but I had to learn how to drill down. And I think that, you know, he had the same attitude.
But I think it was Don Shula that had a saying of, they'll tolerate you until they can replace you. And they put up with it. And I guess they got his replacement in camp or whatnot.
Well, I mean, like I said, he got to read the writing on the wall. He didn't change to the system because they brought in Chris Thompson. You know what I'm saying? Who fits Dan Marone's system. They've played together before. So, you know, he know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and the thing is this is a system. So all the thing you need, look, coach, look, I need you to go 10 yards in a flat. Is that a route? 10 yards flat?
That's an old school terminology, but yes.
Okay. Hey. But, you know what I'm saying? He fits the system. And, you know, that, like, you get the line share, run up the field. That's over now. You know, definitely got to be able to catch out the backfield. And, you know, it's a dual threat now.
And, yeah. I don't know, man. Do you think it was some other things that potentially what was working behind the scenes that got him to this point? Could have been a image issue. Could it have been, you know, anything other than business?
It was a this issue right here.
Okay.
This started it, you know, so definitely, you know, during the time, you know, shout out to him, you know, because I was a big proponent, you know, I backed him and everything, you know, but he was out there during these times, you know, and this got a lot of media attention. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the brother for that. But, you know, this got a lot of attention. And so one thing that, you know, like with his owner, unlike a lot of other owners in that industry, this man has an international image. You know, you look him up on Wikipedia. He's a Pakistani-born American billionaire businessman.
See, comes.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, you know, I definitely think that, you know, he did not fit into their, he didn't fit into that narrative. So it was, you know, before this, like back in what, 2018, there was talks about Khan moving the team to London.
Which I think it's still doable. You got to think how much, they played 2 or 3 games a year over there.
Agreed. And one thing that stood out to me during Dan Marone's interview to the media, he said, you know, now we can execute our plan. Mm-hmm. So what plan is that? I mean, you know, on the field, it might be, of course, X's and O's. But back April, this article right here on Twitter, April 26, 2018. You got to love the guy's stash, man. You know what I'm telling you? You got to love his stash. Right here. Jacksonville Jaguars owner. How you say that? Shahid Khan. Shahid Khan is reportedly in talks to buy Wembley Stadium with an eye toward potentially moving the Jags to London full time. One day.
I can see that.
One day. That's in 2018.
That's the East Coast team. No, the logistics would suck. They ever got to play like, say, like the Seattles or the Raiders, somebody from the West Coast. That, you know, that would suck.
Well, I mean, hey, right now, only thing you got to do is provide a bubble and a quick test for a quick COVID test. So right now would definitely be the time, you know, especially in this new NBA where, you know, fans won't be in the stadium. So to me, it's doable.
I can see that.
It's doable. So what are your thoughts on this, man? Like, you know, what you think about
it? I think a change of scenery would be good for him. Maybe it's be a wake-up call for him. You know, one of the struggles, you know, I've had the luxury of having a lot of friends who have made it to the NFL. And you got to learn how to be a professional. not that I sat down and had those conversations with them, but I did know whenever I would, you know, reconnect with them and communicate, I noticed a change in their personality. They matured. The communication style and their social awareness changed. They were a completely different person. You know, they weren't the guys that we was doing keg stands and slapping dominoes and barbecuing with in the front yard. These guys turned into professionals. And at the end of the day, it's professional football. So you got to be able to have that adjustment in order to assimilate yourself into that narrative.
That must be a Dallas Cowboy thing, because I swear when I be watching the interviews with Michael Irvin, he be using them encyclopedia words like that, man. Like, what's going on, man? I must not be drinking that. What's that, Ozarka water or something like that? Hey, like,
nah, this ain't no Ozarka, but it's a great fan off in here.
To go with my grape Kool-Aid, dog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't no trip in me. But, so, shout out to Jonathan. He said maybe he can join the Saints. What do you think about that?
Oh, hey, definitely got to give a shout out to my own. What up, Don? What up, Uncle Donald? But
that didn't sound like a ringing endorsement.
Right. Yeah, I just spoke right over that one. But hey, man. One thing you know they say is like on one thing they say about a stigma in New Orleans is you can't blow up in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? Like, he going to go down there. I don't really think it's good for him. It's not a good ingredient. Not a good mixture. That gumbo going to be a little bland.
Yeah. So, I can see that. No, it's always harder for a player to go back and play in front of their hometown. It's a lot of pressure on you. No, you got a lot of
distraction.
Potentially wrong influences around you. No, you got your boy that you used to kick it with. You got rolling in the cut, dog. Now we got to do the cut, dog. We can roll in the Phantom and cut up now. That's not always a good idea.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, yeah, I don't think that'd be a good fit for him down there. But I don't know. Some is the rumbling that he can go to New England, you know, because and replace, you know, give Tom, give Cam Newton that whole, LeGarrette Blount, that tough downhill running back. So, you know,
He fit that mold, man.
Right.
Just go ahead of steam.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And that
and
was.
If anybody got a system, it's Belichick.
Right. And Blount, you know, was scored the most touchdowns with them or something that year. You know, he was very instrumental in them, in their success. So,
hey, that's a destination. I wouldn't be surprised even if that you got a backfield with him and Cam, right back in the hunt again, man.
Right, because, I mean, they just got like a scat back right now, you know, so they really don't have a true defined, you know, running back there. So he can definitely go there and, you know what I'm saying, I think he'll flourish. But he would run into issues with Cam stealing his touchdowns. He would definitely be a fantasy no-no to me.
You're right. He would. That will put them back on the map, man. You know, I hate it, and I want to expose these new Patriot fans.
But, hey, shout out to you, John. You ain't going to like this. He can go and replace Connor. Oh. Because he still has yet to show up.
Okay. All right. Speaking of show up, this guy showed up a little bit too much for the wrong reasons.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, so we got James Collins. Shout out to you, James, for hanging out with us. He's in our watch party. He said that wherever he goes, he needs a new mindset.
Most definitely. I agree 100%.
Or a tough coach, because someone told me that, you know, everyone, you know, knuckleheads or bad or cancers in the locker room can go to a system that maybe can facilitate that and have a good leader like that, like the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, you know, y'all like the bad boy. What you gonna do? I'm just
we need none of that hype right now. Anyways, now you spoke about Blount earlier. Same type of situation. He had the reputation of not being focused, kind of a knucklehead, getting in trouble with the New England, totally different player. Even before him, Corey Dillon back in the day.
That is
same
true.
Type of thing.
And they compared him to him. So, yeah, good point. Okay. Drop some of that football, NFL, you know, knowledge, history.
So, talking about bad attitudes, we're talking about showing up, but showing up for the wrong reason. This weekend, this is near and dear to my heart.
shout out to Eldrick for hanging out with us.
Yes, sir. Marcus Morris versus Lucas Duncan.
What the? Hey, I thought we were about to unguard or something. Man, about to go to bat. I was ready.
So we're gonna show a little bit of snippets, man. Things got a little bit chippy out there. So much to the point that, you know, I almost came to a fisticuffs. Let's see.
Hey, what a shout out to you, Chris, for hanging out with us. All dirty plays. Wait, hold on, man. What you about to get us watching? Ouch. Can't hear,
again?
Hey, man, I'll tell you. But Chris, he says Marcus Morris should try out for the WWE.
He should. See, I like this from Luke, though. He went back like and that? Down.
Right, look like he was talking mean shit to
him. This the one that when KP got involved, I believe, came to defense. Bullcoin technical foul.
Man.
They was up by 5 at this point.
Yeah, I didn't like that call, that stoppage either.
That was suspect, man. That was suspect. So, what you think about that, man? You think my boy Morris, dirty tactics?
Or what?
His overall playing the way he was playing Luka.
I'm saying, like, dirty tactics or what? Because, I mean, we got the Marcus versus Luka. I mean, it's the dirty tactics versus what? Old school basketball?
Was it old school basketball?
I mean, hey, I've seen Michael Jordan get slapped in the face. Like his whole face just got took off. Like his eyebrows. I mean, and they let him play. This was playoff. This is playoff basketball, man.
Intensity.
Let him play, man.
So
let him roll.
You know, as a Cowboy fan, I'm not the average Cowboy fan. I'm like, if my team suck, they suck. Now, with that being said, I'm gonna give you an unbiased tangent anyway, Boudet. But anyway, I'm gonna give my unbiased opinion. First off, this is the playoffs, like you mentioned. The only problem I had with the way that it was officiated is they kind of set the tone with the bullcorn, soft technical fouls. KP's supposed to be able to come to his, you know, his man's defense. It wasn't no punches thrown, just got in his face. Hey, man, you can't be roughing on a star player up like that. You got to swallow your whistle and that type of thing. Now, if you're going to do that, then you need to be consistent with that throughout the playoffs. Let them beat each other up. I like the old school ball. Well, you know what I'm saying? If you come to the hole, you can't come through there pretty. We want you to know you came through the hole so you can think about it every time you come through there. Now, with that being said, I like it. Take your lumps now, Luka. Take your lumps. Because here's the thing. As we already see, he's not your average European. He grew up listening to hip hop. He was in a bubble wearing his Pac shirt. So he's not your average European. So get bigger, get stronger, and do what you need to do in order to shrug that off or come through the yam on him a couple of times. Let him know you there too.
That, like, Luka don't belong on that team, the Dallas Mavs. When have the Mavericks been a, you know what I'm saying, a physical team? Y'all 11, had the first big man 11, that shoot threes.
11.
What?
2011. Man. You remember that 11 team, man?
What, with Dirk?
Dirk was an enforcer. You got Deshaun Stevenson. Mm-hmm. You got Tyson Chandler. They were the enforcers for the team.
But who was that? Was Dirk on that team?
He was.
That's my point.
He needed an enforcer, though.
He started the big men shooting three. They soft.
Nah.
Get out of here. Nah. Get out of here.
Nah.
He started that soft stuff. Right. Bye-bye, Mav.
All I know, they're gonna wreck them Pelicans.
Mess it.
Mark that down. Bet this.
Give me some Kool-Aid on that.
Y'all worry about y'all star player not eating himself out of the league.
Hey, bro.
All that good food down there. He's taking advantage of all of it.
Bro. Hey, I gotta move my mic. Hold on.
You know he'd be on the sideline. Said, man, need some of that good food. Pumping that gravy in his veins on the sideline.
All right. I think I got composure. All right, that was a good one. That was dirty.
But I do agree. They are soft right now because they let them get in the head. The Clippers, they got a lot of guys who battle tested. They got some champions on their team. And they roughed them up and got in the head.
They play Philly.
And that's the only way you're going to be able to get out of that. That's why in 11, when they did win it, Dirk had to get tough. He had to shrug off. He shrugged off people.
He had to. So you say he was soft?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
He brought that soft out to the exactly. And ever since then, the man's been soft.
Was soft.
Exactly.
But got a good catalyst, man. I got a lot of people that were saying when Luke came in, oh, he ain't gonna do nothing. He had a hell of a rookie season, and what did he do? He elevated that to second year.
Yeah.
I needed some help.
One and done. Yeah. They look like my Pelicans from last year.
Y'all got to get to playoffs first, but
That's dirty.
Yeah, I agree. Now, who going to be the coach there?
For who? The Pelicans. Hey, that's even worse. The first question, jab you took at my Pelicans? Who the coach there? I know they're
gonna be Avery.
It's not gonna be a Dallas Mavericks replacement or
be Avery.
Nope.
Mark Jackson, he gonna come out the booth?
Nope, we don't want him. Nope.
Who y'all gonna get?
We gonna do like the Washington,
Washington's.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're just gonna leave it nameless.
Now, speaking of being soft. Now, this kind of blew my mind today. As I'm working, driving around, the DFW area, listen to Sports Talk Radio like I always do. They threw out the notion of, do the Mavericks pick up Morris next year? He's a free agent.
Wait, hold on. Shout out to, to Chris. He says that they were physical when they had Sean Bradley. I forgot all about that.
Who didn't dunk on Bradley?
Oh man, okay. I just had to throw that Bradley in there, man. That was the funniest thing ever. Like, so
what do you think?
What
they were throwing around a notion of possibly trying to pick up Morris for next year.
He gonna get there. He gonna be like what? Maybe at two practices, and he gonna be too physical for the Mavs, and they gonna release him. But
nah.
Y'all need it. Y'all need that physical presence because I like the look when y'all had Finley. You know,
you a man after my own ambition. Hey, call me crazy. I know Dirk the greatest, but Finley's my favorite Maverick of all time.
Agreed.
he was there during them dog years. Yeah. And all we had was Finn dog.
Yeah, he lined up. No, they gonna lose. Real.
But no, I can see them, potentially picking them up. Like I said, they got a little bit of flexibility. To be honest, they need about two or three physical players on. They don't need one. They need about two or three. Now, actually, Morris can probably come here and start.
Mm. I think because he brings that physical play that they don't have and that was exposed on because the talent wise, I don't think it was matched. You know what I'm saying? Both teams had a good strategy. Clippers just got physical. That's it.
That's true. He gonna sign his brother with the Lake Show. I don't know. He might be too. He might be too rough a LeBron. Oh, you know, L Boogie, run that thing down there.
Hey, as long as he can, you know, just stop and don't do, you know, for, you know, play his role, he good.
Okay.
He good.
So, speaking, you know, we got to transition to the last topic. Speaking of players' role and being good.
Uh-oh. I'm nervous. Nah, man.
Carson Wentz. First of all, he's got to play. He's good, but he's got to play. Now, as you know and you've heard, he's got a lower body injury. Don't know what that entails, but all I know is he's hurt again. So with that being said, is he injured too often?
What's too often? I mean,
he's never
at the wrong time.
Is there ever a right time to get hurt?
Not when it's not you going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he has yet to throw a playoff touchdown pass.
But he got him there.
He got him there. He got him there.
That. So that's what I'm saying, like, injured too often. I mean, like, you know, if you put this guy in two quarters and he plays, you know what I'm saying, he puts up numbers like, you know what I'm saying, start numbers all four quarters, like, you know, what's going on?
But you got to be there. You got to be able to count on him week in and week out. I see if you get an occasional ding, but come on, man. If you're putting your franchise on him, they extended him. Hey, don't. They got a rookie backup and a no name.
But what system? They
got a system, but that system ain't really been the same since Doug Peterson left.
Mm-hmm.
No, Peterson's the head coach there now, right?
Right, exactly. But he came in there with this new scheme.
Exactly. That scheme was created by the guy that's in Indianapolis right now.
Which is no, he brought that scheme in there, and everyone thanked him for because I remember that. You should know because I've been the one that's been whipping up on the Cowboys.
Finally, me and Jonathan agree on something. He is Mr. Bust. Hey, man. I'm not just speaking as a Cowboy fan, man. I like the kid. He's got a lot of promise. If he can play, he's an MVP candidate year in and year out. But you got to be able to play. Okay. You can't get hurt. You can't spend all your time in the ice tub and on the table, man. You got to be out there directing traffic, getting the reps in, building up your backup as much as you can without taking your spot. But he might be done for, man. He just stays hurt.
That is true. But, I mean, I don't think he's done for because, you know, they pot committed on it. So he'll be all right.
I don't know, man. But if he stayed too hurt, it might be. Hurts time. That's a dad joke alert. Now, a lot of people were a little bit concerned. They're like, why they take Hurts in the first round like that? Well, the first round, second round, first round, right? Second round.
No,
second round. It took Rager in the first round. So they took Hurts in the second round. A lot of people said to do that, but that was them indirectly admitting they don't have faith that he's going to finish. How you going to invest? He needs offense. He needs more weapons around him. And you invest in a backup quarterback. They don't expect him to finish the season.
But, I mean, he got a lot of his, you know, DeSean Jackson. They got a lot of things coming back. Hurt. They got a lot of their players coming back.
Hurt, and he's 30-some years old.
Hey, hurt time?
It might be, man. You never know.
You know, we'll see. I don't think Wentz is fine.
I'm gonna tell you this: I'll eat crow if he finishes the season. I admit I was wrong, but if he gets hurt,
the season. What do you mean finish the season? He missed one game. I mean, we got at least it's Carson Wentz. We got to give him, you know, one game.
I give him one game. Right now, he's day to day.
Right. I mean, you know, because the CW stands for casually working. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to give him at least a couple days off, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he must have got like a party life or something on the weekend or something.
He's
like,
contagious, man. Rager is out 3 to 4 weeks. He's contagious.
Man. That's crazy.
At the end of the day, like I said, if he's in there, he's an MVP caliber QB, but he just needs to be consistent with his health. I know you can't help that, but at the end of, you know, sometimes people, that's just their thing. You know, one of the greatest running backs we've ever seen was Bo Jackson. He got hurt, freak accident. He was done for. Now right. He's just a legend. No, it just, it's just the way that the ball bounces sometimes.
Agreed.
So, let me see. Brett, let me see.
Damn.
That's cold, hey. Man. Hey. You know what? I agree. 800-year-old Brett Favre can last longer than that dude, man.
Hey. I agree, because Brett Favre know how to keep himself upright, you know, and not get hurt. You know, he know how to do that. He know how to take a hit.
He does.
So, well, the reason why he stayed in the league so long.
That's true. So, man, I had fun tonight, man. What about yourself?
Hey, man, I'm over here. Hey, you know, going
We got shout-outs for today besides Kool-Aid, man.
Hey, look. Definitely got to give a shout-out to Jonathan, you know what I'm saying, for hanging out with us. Chris, you know, everybody hung out with us, Coach Will, to everybody, to the group, Sports Talking Friends, this your dude Uncle Leroy, don't say the Leroy without the Junior.
Appreciate you, man. Hey, thank y'all for joining tonight. We had a lot of fun. Tune in next week. We know we can't do this without you all. We are STWF, Sports Talks with Friends. We're by the friends, for the fans. Y'all have a good night now. Appreciate you.